Hi, you're listening to Booth Talk from the After Movie Diner, the show on which we interview the very best that Hollywood has to offer. Writers, producers, directors, composers, actors, and more. And on this show, we're talking to Susan Yeagley, who stars in the latest Christopher Guest comedy film, Mascots, which is due to premiere on Netflix on October 13th. We talk about what it was like to be with Christopher Guest and his incredible cast. We also talk about her comedy past with performances in such notable programs as Parks and Recreation, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sarah Silverman Program, and so on. It's a really fun interview. Susan was amazing, and we really hope you enjoy it. And check out Mascots on Netflix on October 13th. There will also be a review, of course, on aftermoviediner.com.
Susan, is it all good today? You having a good day?
I'm having the best day. Such a good
fantastic.
Day.
I saw the film Mascot. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, good.
Really, really funny. I've been a big fan of Christopher Guest just forever. I mean, I was a Spinal Tap junkie.
Me too. Yeah, 1984.
Yeah, so it was fantastic to see his latest film, and you were fantastic in it.
Thank you. You've
worked a lot in comedy, both on the big screen and the small screen. What was the first thing you remember that made you laugh or got you interested in comedy?
I would say the first thing, as I remember as a child, is my parents never getting along. But the one time at night they would laugh is when Johnny Carson was on. And I remember as a little girl coming downstairs in my pajamas and turning the corner and watching them, these two people who are not meant to be married, laughing their tails off at Johnny Carson. And in that moment, I think as a child, it really etched in my brain that comedy is serious business and it can really unite and give a beautiful reprieve to people who are in pain. And that really, I think, altered me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know what you mean in that story. And what were some of your earliest kind of comedy icons in that regard that you would inspired you to go forward?
Definitely. I mean, Christopher Guest has been up there since I saw Spinal Tap. definitely, you know, it's incredible to work with my icon. Johnny Carson, Gilda Radner was huge for me.
Yeah.
The risk-taking involved to be her, she just would. There was the fearlessness, the boldness. Growing up in the South, where we were kind of raised to be ladies and be appropriate and smell good, and to watch Gilda just be outrageous was so refreshing and just thrilling.
Yeah, definitely. And with both sort of Parks and Rec and Mascots, you've worked with probably two of the funniest ensemble casts in the business at the moment. What are the challenges, but also one of the benefits of that?
That is a great question. The benefits are that you're having a great time and there's no downside to being with funny people. It's a good time. It's laughing. I always tell people, go take an improv class, even if you're a carpenter or a doctor and think you're never going to be in comedy, go take a comedy class, because the worst case scenario is that you meet some funny friends and you'll have lunch with them and you'll have a great time and add them in your life. So the upside is learning from the pros. I mean, stepping into a Christopher Guest film, you're really playing on the all-star team here with these incredible performers. And there's really no downside that I've seen it, other than maybe nerves of being scared. You know, the first day I remember we were shooting the airport scene and going, oh, my gosh, Parker and I have talked on the phone, but I've never actually worked with her, and I'm going to be working with her with Christopher Guest watching, and then 75 extras are walking around this airport scene, and oh my God, and I've got to improv, there's no light. Like, so I was so scared, and then once that first scene was out of the way, it was just, my shoulders dropped, and I just was like, oh, now this is great. So I think the fear was just getting through that first scene with all those new people.
Yeah, no, definitely, I can imagine. And in terms of comedy icons, as we've already talked about, obviously you can't get much bigger really than Christopher Guest. I know you've also worked with Larry David, who both of whom are big on obviously improv. And while they structure their projects, a lot of the actual dialogue or the situations are improvised. What are they both like? And also sort of what's that experience? And what do you feel you brought to both those situations?
Yeah, they're similar in that they both had an outline. So Curb Your Enthusiasm and Mascots, Christopher Guest Films, are based on an outline. So, for example, when I did Curb Your Enthusiasm, the plot was I'm a flight attendant. Larry is sitting in the exit row, but he's unwilling to abide by exit row procedures, which means, you know, he doesn't want to take care of anybody. So my job, so once I knew that what it was, it's a simple little scene on Curb, it was just to go up and tell him he needs to, if he's sitting there, he has to, you know, do all these things, and he didn't want to do it. So whatever comes from that, that's the fun, is just seeing what he's going to say. But that was just a one-day shoot, so I didn't have a lot of time with Larry. I'd love to go back now that I think Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back to HBO. I'm like, Larry, I can be more than a flight attendant now. Come on. But that was a fun role. It was a fun role. But it was similar in that they knew the points A, B, and we end with C. This has to happen in C. But how you get to point C is up to you. And it's a dance, and it's a lot of listening. And but they're both incredibly intelligent men, and appreciate, they love funny women, and that's so nice that they're so respectful and kind to women in comedy. They've done some wonderful things for a lot of my friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so a typical kind of shooting a typical scene then.
Yeah.
You've got your outline, you've got your beginning, you've got your ending. How many takes do you do on, for example, or like, how much input does Christopher Guest have? Does he come over? Does he suggest things, change things? How does it go?
Yeah, that's a good one. For example, the scene in the elevator was that gum that I put in his mouth was one take, and that was just something that I thought, oh, well, this gum is such a character in the scene. This might be a scene we've never seen in an elevator before. I'll put my gum in his mouth. And you just try different things, and Chris lets everything breathe, and he'll just run a take, and then he'll come back and go, okay, I love, you know, is there anything else you want to try? You want to try this? But he doesn't do a lot of notes. He guides. He'll say, oh, I really liked that line. You know, I like that improv. That was funny. I like that area that you're exploring with her. But he's not heavy-handed, and he really allows scenes to breathe and for us to come up with things on our own.
And obviously someone who's been with Christopher Guest for a long time now in his career is Parker Posey, who you get to work very closely with in this film.
Yeah.
What is it like to go to work with her? Did she have any kind of help and advice? Did she help sort of guide
you
through the guest way of doing things?
She was incredible. I mean, Parker is a walking Valentine. She is so sweet. And he, you know, gave me her number as soon as I got the part. And for a couple months, she's in New York and I'm in L.A., so we would talk on the phone and just talk because we thought we're going to play sisters together. We should just get to know each other. And just kindness. She just poured kindness on me because this is her fifth film, and she's, you know, definitely a part of the iconic history of his films. And just sweetness. And she's from the South. I'm from the South in real life. So we had a lot to talk about our families. And so by the time we actually showed up and met each other, we felt like we were sisters. So, because we talked for 2 months, but she was just so inclusive and just made me feel so safe to take risks. And was just so supportive and had my back in every single scene. She had my back.
Well, that's fantastic, obviously.
Yeah.
And your character in Mascots has a very memorable performance that sort of got to be both funny and moving, weirdly, at the same time.
Yes, a little self-involved, perhaps.
Right, but there's also like the humor that comes from that self-involvement, but there's also a sort of pathos to it as well, because you really want her to succeed. So how much of that was you, first of all, and sort of how did you put a sequence like that together?
Well, Parker designed the costume. So, and I think she just did such a great job. She worked with the wardrobe department and said, look, it's got to be, it's not going to be a Disney costume. This has got to be a woman who for 30 years has worked at Amelia Earhart College for Women being a mascot. So this costume has got to be reflective of an armadillo, the metal being run over in life, the tracks on the legs, cars running over her. So she made it kind of techno-punk, kind of experimental dancing. She made this whole character, this costume with duct tape. That was her creation. And then the dance number she helped choreograph with a really famous choreographer, Ryan is his name. And so she helped, you know, construct the dance number. So she was very involved, and she, you know, goes very, very deeply and cares so much about the work. And that was so impressive to watch, that, you know, sitting in at dance rehearsals and watching her, and she would send tape over. She'd be practicing the dance in New York and send me footage so that I could see everything that was happening. So there was a lot of love that went into that little armadillo outfit.
Yeah. So they almost did it realistically then. In other words, she prepared everything. And then you sort of had to take on that mantle.
Exactly. Watching her, you know, I go to Anaheim to support her character as sisters and just thinking, hey, this is going to be fun. I'm going to get out of Mississippi and we're going to go to California. And then, you know, the thing happens with the twist, and I've got to power up, and I've got to pull it together, and I've got to, you know, and it felt similar to being cast in this movie of, oh, my God, there's a spotlight on me now, and I can't be in the shadow anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a real interesting life art experiment.
And if there's sort of one moment or one scene or one part of your working on the film that you'll sort of take with you, do you have that? Do you have that moment? Do you have that thing you've learned on the film?
I will always, in my heart, be so grateful I got to be in a scene with Corky St. Clair, that he brings Corky back, and that Corky says to me, boner! I feel like that, you know, I'm just making sure, I have to look up in the sky that I'm not going to get hit by some asteroid, because I feel like that was such a high point to be in that scene with Parker. And when you see she and I are laughing in that scene, we're really laughing. We did not know he was going to say boner. That's the last thing we thought would come out of Corky's mouth. And you'll if you see it again, you'll see us just going, oh my God, oh my, and we're laughing. And they kept that take because we could not believe he said that. And it was, and that's the joy and the magic and the fairy dust of working with him, is anything can happen.
Well, that's excellent. And thank you so much for sharing your stories about mascots with us. What can we look forward to seeing you in the future? What should we look out for you?
That's a good question. I'm reading some stuff now, and I don't have, you know, there's nothing yet on the horizon. I'm just doing some, putting together some ideas for a short film that I have based on some characters that live locally. So right now, this is my focus.
Okay, excellent. Well, look, we'll wish you every success and luck with mascots. It's fantastic. We'll be writing about it on the site and giving it a review.
Thank you.
Thanks ever so much for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.